This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Jessica Clark, and you're with Ginny and Adam on Rise Up on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam.
Joy 94.9.
I had the privilege of meeting this lady 2 years in a row at Dinosaur in Palm Springs. Absolutely hysterical lady. She is one of the funniest ladies in the world, and she features regularly on Chelsea Lately. She's known by Katina the pole dance instructor as well as Fortune Theme. So hello, how you doing?
Good, girls. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Now, I believe you're no stranger to Australia, Fortune. You've been here before?
I have been to Australia. It's been a while. I went 3 years ago. We filmed some Chelsea Lately shows out there, and it was awesome.
Oh, wow. How come we didn't
see? Yeah, we went to Sydney.
Oh, that's why, because we're, you know, in Melbourne. We miss out on all the good things. Everyone goes to Sydney. No one comes down to Melbourne anymore.
It's because we have a hard time pronouncing the word Melbourne. We say Melbourne. And you guys are like, no, it's Mevin.
Mevin. It's just like everyone goes, I was living in D.C. for a while, and everyone goes, where are you from, Melbourne? They're like, oh, yeah, we love Florida. And I'm like, what? What? There's a Melbourne in the U.S. as well?
You're like, not so much. We're way cooler.
Well, Fortune, I've got to say, the first time I saw you was on a YouTube clip where you were being Katina, the pole dance instructor, and I loved it how you drop it like it's hard. I can't do it properly. I can't do it justice, but would you do me the honour and do me the best Katina that you can?
Oh, my gosh, Katina. What is Katina's voice? I do so many random characters. It's like, Katina, she loves to drop it like it's hard, drop it like it's hard. Oh, my God, y'all. I just recycled.
What?
She's very impressed with anything that she does. But my favorite part about the pole dancing instructor is that no one ever actually takes the class. She always goes to their house and no one's home. She's like, oh my goodness, nobody's home. I just got to sit here on the stoop with my Von Dutch bag.
And speaking of pole dancing moves, like when I met you a couple of times, you were introducing the live acts at Dinosaur, and you were doing the infamous body roll that you have. You're quite good at it. You've got to teach me and Adam how to move like that.
Well, you know, it's all in the way that your body is built, and mine's enormous. So I just, it's all, you just shake it and hope for the best.
So let's shake it and see which direction we go.
And some people are into it, and some people are not so much. They're like, please never do that again.
No, but I mean, I love Chelsea Lately, and I've seen you a few times on there, and you are hilarious. I mean, can we just step back a bit and say, you know, how did this all come about? Like, when did all these ideas for, you know, for the pole dancing lady and all of your comedic ideas, like, how long has it been?
I started doing, like, sketch and improv, I'd say, like, 8 years ago, and I just kind of learned to observe people in everyday life and to see what was, like, funny about them and find a way to make it into a character. And so, like, most characters that I do is, like, based on something, some weird thing I saw from somebody. So
the pole dancing lady is based on someone in the U.S. somewhere who's looking and going, oh, my goodness, I totally did that.
At some point in my travels, I came across some pole dance instructors that I'm like, they shouldn't be doing that. And that seems like an amazing character. So with Chelsea, it's pretty cool because I can pretty much at any point be like, oh, I have a new character I want to try, and they let me do it. So it's like a good platform. They're for my crazy world.
Very brave producers they have at Chelsea Lately.
What's that?
Very brave producers they have at Chelsea Lately.
I know, right? Well, at this point, I feel like I've proven myself enough to know that there's going to be something decent. Otherwise, I don't think they would let me keep doing it.
Does Chelsea go, when you say I've got a new character, does Chelsea go, oh my God, what is it this time?
Yeah, pretty much. I have a new character that we've shot it, but it hasn't aired yet, and I'm not sure how people are going to respond because it's literally she says the same thing over and over again for like 5 minutes.
So oh, so it's like Pitbull.
People are going to love it or think it's awful.
So it's a bit like Pitbull and his music. It's just the same thing over and over again.
Like Pitbull. I'm exactly like Pitbull.
I've got to say too, Fortune, like you've been a regular guest at Diner every year. Girl to girl, let me know. Let's have a discussion. What's your experience been of Diner and being the biggest lesbian party in the world? Have you enjoyed it?
I mean, the Diner Shore weekend is insane. It's like a spring break for lesbians and they come from all over the world. And it's like, there's something about that weekend that everyone's just like, I'm going to act like the craziest human on earth, and everyone's like naked and they're all making out with each other. I mean, like, I don't know that straight men are aware of this weekend, but they would be dying. They would be like, oh my God, how am I not witnessing this?
So it's essentially, it's a giant orgy and you're just up there saying, someone look and laugh at me. And the other actors are like, you know, just other performers are like, you know, just listen to our music. And everyone's like, no, we're totally making out with each other now.
I know. They're all like, all these people are hooking up and I'm like, who wants to laugh, you guys? I come out in like a leotard before. Everybody else is like in the skimpiest outfit possible trying to look amazing. And I've got like a leotard and spandex on.
Do you have it here? Because here when there's like we just had Stereosonic, which is a huge music festival here, and it seems like I don't know, is it the same there at Diner Shore where every girl or every woman there says, I want to look pretty, and they slam their faces into their makeup bag and just look up and go, I'm ready, and then come out and party? Because some of the faces ready in the city these days, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's lesbians though, so their makeup minimal.
Natural, hey?
The more feminine ones get their makeup on, but the rest of us are just like, you know what, we're going to go natural. It's working for me so far.
Now, Fortune, you're doing a comedy show at Diner, and you've got a few coming up as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, this is my third year doing comedy at their show, and it's super fun because it's like... It's the night that kicks off the whole weekend, and so people are like haven't drunk themselves into oblivion yet, so they're like aware of what's going on and can laugh. But yeah, everybody's like in a good mood because they have just gotten to Palm Springs, and this year I'm super excited because Aaron Foley and Gina Yashere are also performing, and they're two of the funniest people ever. And you know, some shows it's like hit or miss. You might have a couple people you really like, and then other people that might not be as strong. And like, they're both just incredible. So I'm really looking forward to it. It makes me want to step up my game and write. I'm like, I need to write some new jokes immediately.
That sounds like a really good lineup too. And yeah, I totally agree. Sometimes like, oh my goodness, they brought this person in and these people in. What's going on? But I mean, I think naturally anywhere where there's comedy and there's yourself, I think it's just a hit. It's just a win, win, win.
Yeah, well, it's a good weekend, and people are pretty like, they're there to have fun and to laugh. So it makes for like a perfect audience.
Fortune, have you ever been starstruck when you've, you know, emceed at these gigs or performed at these gigs? Are there any acts that you've met and you've gone, oh, I don't know what to say, I'm just going to crack a really bad joke?
You know what? I was a journalist for 7 years where I interviewed a lot of celebrities. And so, I used to get starstruck. And at this point, I'm a little more used to being around people. But, like, there are times when I meet like a comedy legend who, you know, someone like Carol Burnett or somebody like that, where I'm just like, oh my God. I can't, but I've never had the pleasure of like actually doing an event with her. But I imagine if I met Kelly Clarkson, I would be,
would you go into the screaming hyperventilating mode?
Yeah. I would be like, why did you get married and have a baby? I thought that was going to be our plan.
So Kelly Clarkson's your celebrity crush, obviously.
It is.
Oh, I see. It's the southernness of her, is it?
Yeah, you know, the down-home girls.
And where are you from, Fortune? Because you have a lovely southern accent.
Well, thank you. I'm from North Carolina.
Fortune, what else is coming up for you for the rest of 2013? Are you doing anything nice for Christmas? Are you taking a break? Are you still working through?
I'm going home to visit my family in good old North Carolina, where I eat a lot of fried food that's really bad for me.
Can we come?
Yes, please, because it means the less I'll eat, so please do. And then I'm doing shows in Atlanta, and then I'm doing a show in Nashville for New Year's. So I get to be a part of Ringing In People's 2014.
Wow.
So I'm excited about that. And then next year is just more fun stuff on Chelsea Lately. And I filmed a thing on Workaholics that'll air early next year. So I'm excited about that. And just doing a lot of stand-up and, you know, trying to make people laugh.
Well, I think you do that quite easily, Fortune, quite naturally. So congratulations on all your success. And we can't wait to see what's coming up for you next year. And hopefully we can come over to Dinah and check you out again.
Well, I won't.
I know. Well, I like talking to you guys because I like how you say my name, Fortune.
Fortune.
It sounds way cooler.
I might have to come and check out Dinah maybe under the wig.
Well, Dinah, put on a wig. Lesbros are allowed. Lesbros are allowed.
And have fun. You'll be horrified and all at the same time.
I'll just come stand up next to you and I can be like, protect me. Help me. What's going on?
You're like, I don't know what to do with all these lesbians. They want to fix my car. Hey, it's Fortune Feimster, and you're listening to Jenny and Adam on Rise Up. You better drop it like a pot, drop it like a pot.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.